The U.S. base at Guantanamo Bay remains controversial. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Christina Frohawk, professor of legal writing at the University of Miami School of Law, discusses the base from a legal perspective.
Guantanamo is a powerful word. I bet you already have in mind an image of orange jumpsuits and shackles, maybe worse. I've been to Guantanamo twice, and I propose we take a step back. Let's consider the legitimacy of the United States' presence rather than its prisons. Guantanamo lies on the dusty southeast coast of Cuba, and the United States arrived in 1898 during the Spanish-American War. We never left. In 1903, the United States and Cuba signed a lease for an American naval station. That lease gives us complete jurisdiction and control over 45 square miles of land and water. Rent started at $2,000 annually and increased to $4,085. When Fidel Castro took power in Cuba, he cashed one rent check and then rejected the lease. But we'll keep cutting a check every summer, because the Guantanamo lease has no end date. Nor does it have an option for Cuba to terminate unilaterally. Only we can do that, by abandoning the site or agreeing to modifications. Strange as it may seem, this perpetual one-sided lease is fine and enforceable under U.S. contract law. About a decade ago, the Supreme Court examined the Guantanamo lease and decided that it confers sovereign status on both Cuba and the United States. Cuba is the de jure sovereign with a claim of right and a guaranteed repossession if we ever leave. At the same time, the United States is the de facto sovereign with full exercise of power. The United States answers to no other sovereign for its conduct on the base, and Cuba just waits in the wings. Again, it may seem strange, but again, U.S. law approves of the arrangement. So what does all this mean for Guantanamo's future? Terrorist prisons are under scrutiny, but the United States' presence is secure. We can legally be in Guantanamo, and we can stay forever.
That was Christina Frohawk of the University of Miami School of Law. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.